one should start out by saying that you give the benefit of the doubt to the author. And that isn't something that's just done for the Bible. You want that done when you write something. So we will take this material to be factually true unless there is sufficient counter evidence so that it's clear that we shouldn't do that. But there is no counter evidence. The layman should say to the critic, all right, do you have anything as early as the Gospel of John concerning Jesus that contradicts what the Gospel of John says? And the critic will not be able to supply anything. Under those circumstances, one needs to go along with the material which one has. And then, if there's an opportunity, it would be a fine idea to point out that Polycarp and Papias, both students of the Apostle John, validate, back up his apostolic nature and indeed the authorship by the apostolic community of the Synoptic Gospels. This is a solid case. Classical historians would sell their grandmothers to get this kind of corroborating evidence for the authorship of most of the secular works of antiquity. The Christian doesn't have anything to be worrying about here. This is solid stuff.